Nomikai Podcast with me, Emily. This is the first episode of Yokorei Kaiwa. So first, I want to introduce myself. My name is Emily, and I was an ALT in Toyama Prefecture for 3 years. But now I'm living in Nashville, Tennessee. So in this podcast, I'm going to meet with my friends in America and in Japan and talk to them while having a drink. So today I'm talking to my friend Anthony. Hi, Anthony.
Hello, Emily. Nice to see you again.
Yes, it's so good to see you.
Yeah, what are you drinking today?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Today, I'm drinking Kirin Ichiban.
Oh, man.
Actually, I'm really happy because I found an Asian supermarket.
Oh, really?
They sell Japanese beer. So I'm so excited.
That's really nice.
Yeah, yes.
It's nice to find things from Japan again in America.
Yes. What are you drinking?
I am drinking a beer called Rainbows and Unicorns.
Rainbows?
Yeah, Rainbows and Unicorns.
Wow.
It's an Oregon beer and by Breakside Brewery. Breakside is the company name. And it's very tropical tasting. Ooh. Very fruity, very tropical. Yeah.
I love beer that tastes like fruit.
Yeah. And yeah, Oregon has so many different flavors of beer. I love Oregon beer.
Okay. So you're from Oregon?
Yes.
Are you from Portland?
No, I'm not from Portland. I'm from a smaller town south of Portland called Corvallis.
Yeah. Ooh, Corvallis. Nice.
Yeah.
And then we met in Toyama.
That's right.
So we were both ALTs in Toyama Prefecture.
Mm-hmm.
I was there for 3 years, but you were there.
Yeah, I was there for 5 years. I recently returned to America, so I'm learning how to live in America again.
When did you return to America?
August 2020, this year.
What?
Yeah.
And I came back to America 1 year ago. So I've been here 1 year and you've been here like three weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Thanks.
Okay. So let's start with a cheers.
Okay.
So yeah. So in Japan, when you drink with friends, you usually say kanpai.
Kanpai. Kanpai.
Kanpai.
Yeah.
But maybe, you know, in America, we might say like cheers or cheers to nani nani.
Mm-hmm.
So Anthony, what would you like to cheers to?
Oh, how about, let's cheers to all of the new listeners to the podcast.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so
cheers to new listeners.
To new listeners. Yay.
Cheers.
Clink.
Clink. We can add that in post, right?
Of course. Yeah. Oh, this beer is good.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, Japanese beer is always so refreshing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I like it. But I think in America, there's big variety.
That's true. That's true.
So how has it been since you got back?
It's been nice. one of the things that I've noticed is in America, all of the workers, like somebody at the supermarket or at the bank or at the, I recently got a new cell phone. So at the cell phone place, everybody is so casual. Mm-hmm. And it feels like everybody is trying to be your friend. Mm. And that's very, very different from my experience in Japan.
That's because, so true.
Yeah. It seems in Japan, there's a, in America, it seems there's less difference between your professional persona and your personal persona. Like you're the same person in both roles.
Right.
But maybe in Japan, the way workers behave is very much more formal than how they behave in with their friends or something. So that was something that surprised me.
Yeah. Yeah. When I came back to America, I forgot how to order food at a restaurant. Or like every time I had to talk to a worker, I was like, I just want a sandwich. Like I didn't know.
Were you trying to say onegaishimasu in English?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
What do I say instead? Ah.
Yeah, I'm like, sumimasen. How do I order?
Yeah.
But of course, right now we are in the middle of coronavirus.
Yes.
So is it really weird coming back and everything being a little different?
Yes and no. Yes, because coronavirus has changed many things all over the world. So it still feels a little different to me. But in Oregon, lots and lots of people are wearing masks when they go to grocery stores or other businesses. And so when I wear a mask in Oregon, it feels very similar to Japan because mask culture is very important in Japan. And so when I wear a mask outside, it feels kind of nice for me because I think, oh, it's a piece of, you know, Japanese culture that I can hold on to for a little bit.
It feels like Japan. That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. Oh, so you're staying with your family now?
Yes, that's right.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. And you have cats. Seeing your cat pictures.
Yeah, we have two cats. I love them a lot. Today, actually, I took a nap and the black cat, who is very, very heavy, lay right on top of me. And he also took a nap with me. And it was the most precious thing, the cutest thing. It felt so good. It was the most relaxed I have felt in a long time.
I'm jealous. I have a small dog and
I see your dog photos all the time too.
Yeah. he's not allowed to go in my bed. So
he
can't go in my bed now. Yeah.
Does he try to go to your bed?
Oh yeah. He knows he can't, but he'll go to this side of the bed and be like, please let me come up. Or he'll just jump in the bed and look at me. And I'm like, please go, but please stay.
Yeah, what do you do when your dog tries to make you feel guilty about your boundaries?
I'm not good at saying no. But anyways.
Yeah.
So today we're going to talk about a topic. So we chose a topic we want to discuss. And that topic is Neighbors.
Neighbors, yeah.
Yeah, so like, tonari no hito, right?
Mm.
Neighbors. Yeah, so we're going to talk a little bit about neighbors.
Sounds good.
So, Anthony.
Yeah, Emily.
I want to know a little bit about your neighbors when you lived in Japan.
Oh, okay.
And your neighbors here in America, in Oregon.
Okay.
So first, your name, did you know your neighbor in Japan?
Yes. So in Japan, I lived in an apartment building, and there were, let's see, four other ALTs in that building. So it was mostly Japanese people, and then four other foreign people living in that apartment building. And the five of us were close. We would spend time together. And it was really nice to have familiar people living nearby. Yeah.
So your neighbors were other ALTs.
Yes. I suppose so. Yeah. But, yeah. ALTs and also other Japanese people.
Interesting.
And yeah. But to be honest, I didn't really talk to the other Japanese people in the building.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I remember sometimes I went to your apartment building to visit you or other ALTs, and there was like an old lady, an old woman, man in the elevator.
Yes.
They always said hello to me.
Yeah. They were very friendly, but yes. In fact, many, many elderly people lived in that building because half of the building was a place for elderly people to live who receive help from caregivers.
Oh, wow.
So it was an interesting building with, yeah, many different types of people, I suppose.
A good mix.
Yes, a good mix indeed. Yeah. What about your neighbors in Japan? Did you have any?
So in Japan, my apartment was above a piano studio or like piano school, kind of.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And it was only four apartments. So my apartment and three other apartments. And the other apartments were all men, like single men living alone.
Okay.
So I did not talk to them. Only one, Honda-san, sometimes at night he would smoke tobacco or smoke a cigarette. And I would come home, or I would also go outside, and so I would say konbanwa to him.
That's so nice.
Yes, but one day he moved.
Oh no.
I was really sad. Oh. I was like, Honda-san is leaving. Oh. But yeah,
Did you watch him leave, or did you just suddenly realize one day that he was not there anymore?
I saw him moving furniture. I saw him moving things, so I knew. But I didn't say goodbye, or I didn't say anything.
Yes. Sometimes it's difficult to know if you should say something or if you shouldn't say something. Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah, I don't know. But so what about your neighbors in America?
So my neighbors in America, I've had the same neighbors here for most of my life. So I know them very well. And I live on a type of street called a cul-de-sac. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
My family lives on a cul-de-sac.
Okay, oh, cool.
Please explain cul-de-sac.
Okay, so a cul-de-sac is a type of street where... I've never had to explain a cul-de-sac before. A cul-de-sac is a street that does not go anywhere. You turn down the street and you enter the street and it's just a big circle at the end. And so it's just a
big circle.
Yeah. Yeah. Other, I think another word for it would be, some people say dead end.
Yes.
Yeah. Dead so the end. Street, the street does not go anywhere. Mm.
There's a bug.
That's what I thought. So in the cul-de-sac there, everybody has lived here for a long time. And so everybody is very friendly with each other. In fact, recently, because of the pandemic, every Friday, families who live in the neighborhood will go to the cul-de-sac and they will sit in a big circle, like in lawn chairs or fold-out chairs, and they'll what? Socialize. Yeah, and they'll talk
what?
And stuff. Yeah.
So wait, okay, on Fridays.
Yeah, on Fridays.
Everyone goes outside with their chair. They bring a chair.
Yes, they bring a chair.
And they sit outside and talk.
And they catch up and they talk about... They usually drink a beer or,
that's,
you know.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
So you joined this. You did this.
Well, okay. Actually, I haven't joined yet.
Oh, my gosh.
I will probably do it this week. I'll probably go. So.
Okay.
Yeah. There's lots of... we like to hold events in the cul-de-sac. For example, on the 4th of July, Independence Day for America, we have a big barbecue party in the cul-de-sac. So people bring their barbecues, their grills, and we hang out, we drink and eat, and then we light fireworks in the cul-de-sac.
What? That's so nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's very friendly, very relaxed, and everybody gets along. Yeah, it's really nice.
You have fireworks?
Not the fireworks that go way up into the sky. Those are illegal in Oregon. So we have
No big fireworks. Small fireworks.
Do you have, are big fireworks allowed in Tennessee?
So, no.
Okay.
No. Well, no, not really. But for some reason, this year in America, in Tennessee and Ohio, like all across America, there were so many fireworks. Like not only 4th of July, but the whole week or 2 weeks. They were like mysterious fireworks. And on the internet, everyone was talking about like, why are there so many fireworks this year?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, there were like conspiracy theories about the fireworks.
Okay.
It was very weird. But yeah, so for like 2 weeks, all night, every night, you just heard these loud fireworks and you don't know why or where they are. It was so strange.
That is strange.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah. So yeah, I lived in a cul-de-sac too, but we never had any events like that. No events. Maybe Oregon, people in Oregon are more friendly than people in Ohio. Because I'm from Ohio.
Right. So. I don't know if that's necessarily true.
But actually, Yeah, so now I'm living in Nashville, Tennessee, and I just moved houses. Mm-hmm. So I lived in one apartment for 1 year, and now I moved to a real house. And my neighbors are all old people, like elderly people.
Okay.
So now I feel like I have grandparents, like a new grandpa and grandma, because they say hello and good morning to me every day.
That's so sweet.
And they say, like, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. Like, and maybe 1 week ago, the grandma said, like, oh, wait, I have something for you.
Uh-huh.
And she went inside her house and she brought a loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
She baked bread and gave me her homemade bread.
Oh my gosh, that's
yes!
so nice.
And she hugged me.
Whoa.
Yeah. And now it's coronavirus.
Uh-huh.
So I don't usually hug
other people.
Yeah, other people. And especially she's kind of old. Mm-hmm. So I don't want her to get sick. But she hugged me and I hugged her and it was really special.
Wow, that sounds like a very special moment.
Yes. So they're super nice. They're really nice. And sometimes, like, our lawnmower, like, to mm-hmm. cut the grass, it's always breaking. It's always broken. So they are like, oh, do you want to use our lawnmower? Like, do you need this? So they're really, really nice.
I feel like borrowing things and lending things is a classic, typical neighbor characteristic. Or that's what I think of when I think of neighbors.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. So, but now I'm thinking, oh, I should give them something in return, or like I want to do something nice for them. But
that's a good idea.
Yeah. So the only problem is my dog.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of a bad dog. Bad dog.
But he's a bad dog.
He always barks at them.
Oh.
Wow, yeah. It's funny.
Wow, so maybe your dog is not a very good friendly neighbor.
No, my dog is a bad neighbor, for sure.
Well, Emily, I have a question for you about neighbors.
Yes.
Have you ever had a disagreement or an argument with a neighbor before?
Oh. Well, when I was in college, in university, uh-huh. I lived in a dorm.
Mm-hmm.
So I lived in the building with many other university students.
I totally forgot about dorm life in college.
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe there were 40 people on the mm-hmm. same hall. So on the same floor.
Yeah.
And we shared one bathroom.
40 people and one bathroom?
Yes.
Wait, like.
But the bathroom had four toilets and four showers.
Okay, that's still not very many.
So in that situation, there were often fights or problems with the neighbors.
Sure.
But I can't, nothing too bad, maybe.
Yeah, I think the most difficult neighbors for me were also when I was living in a dormitory in university.
Yeah.
Yeah. People, you know, acting crazy at night in the halls, and maybe you have a test the next day and you have to talk to them, and I was very nervous when I had to do that.
We had really strange like problems. Like one day I went to take a shower and there's pasta in the bottom of the shower.
What?
So I'm like, who's eating pasta in this show? Like, I don't understand why there was
pasta. How did the pasta go? Like, how did it get to the shower?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So university life is maybe the craziest time to have neighbors.
Yes. Yes, that's true. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the last question.
Okay.
So what was your bad fight with your neighbor?
Oh.
Same question.
Okay, well, it was... I haven't had too many fights with neighbors before, but I'm thinking about college now that because you brought it up. I did have a roommate who I guess is the closest type of neighbor you can have.
Okay, yes, it's true. The most close neighbor.
Yeah. But he and I were very different people. He was, I was more, you know, quiet and shy, and he was very much into partying, and he immediately joined a fraternity, and one time at night his fraternity friends like entered the room they were like playing some prank on him, but all of a sudden it was very loud and there were people in the room, and I was sleeping and I woke up, what the heck is going on right now? And yeah, after that, both he and I agreed that we should swap roommates. Like, we should change the living arrangement.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because both of us thought that we were two different types of people. Like, we can't live together. It's not a good match. So I moved across the hall to another room. And that was much, much better. It was a good choice.
That's funny.
Yeah, but yeah, sometimes.
That's funny.
Yeah, sometimes habits, if they're too different, you know, they doesn't make a good living situation or good neighbors. Yeah.
Yeah, I lived with the same person all 4 years in university.
Oh my gosh! Wow.
I was lucky.
Yeah, you were very lucky.
Good neighbors.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's time for the game.
The game?
Game time.
What's the game?
Okay, so this is Yopare Kaiwa.
Okay.
English Nomikai. So it's a drinking game.
Oh my gosh, I'm ready. Yeah,
it's a drinking game. So I'm going to ask you, which do you like better?
Okay.
Okay. And there will be the topic. And you have to choose if you like it better in Japan or America.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And you have to tell me the reason.
Sure.
So if you say a good reason, then you will get a ping pong.
Okay.
If I like your reason.
Okay.
So if you get the ping pong, then you have to drink one drink.
Okay.
And wait. If
so if I do a good job, if yes. I do a good job, I drink a
yes.
sip of
one
beer.
Drink,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But if your answer is not good, if I don't like your reason, then okay. you get a boo-boo.
Okay.
If you get a boo-boo, you have to take many drinks.
Okay. Now, I should tell you now that I've finished my beer.
Oh, so no!
I need to get a new one.
Okay, let's pause.
Okay, great.
Okay, you got your drink.
Yes.
Sweet. It's the same unicorn rainbow.
It's a different kind, actually.
Ooh, what is it?
This is from Ninkasi Brewing Company in Eugene, Oregon. And it is a Pilsner. So it's a very light beer, similar to maybe beers in Japan, like Sapporo or Asahi. Yeah.
Keating?
Yes, and your Keating, that's correct, yes.
Thank you. Okay, so let's play.
Hi. I'm ready.
Okay. So the first question, the first topic, which do you like better in Japan or America?
Okay.
Beer!
Oh my gosh. This is such a difficult question. But I think I will choose America. I'm so sorry. Okay, let me explain. In Japan, like the big beer companies, Sapporo, Asahi, Kirin, of course, it's so refreshing. After you work for a long time and you're tired and you're thirsty, those beers taste so good. I love them so much. However, but I think in the United States, the flavors, the variety of flavors is so big. You can find beers, light beers, dark beers, you know, chocolatey beers, fruity beers, sour beers, so many different choices for flavors. So I think that's why I will choose beers in the United States over Japan.
Ping pong! Okay.
Thank you.
We like variety. We want to drink many types. Okay.
All right. One drink. Okay.
Gulp.
Great. Gulp, gulp, gulp.
Okay. So yeah. Next one. So, and I don't know how to say this, but.
Okay.
Do you like it better in America uh-huh. or Japan? Outdoor activities.
Outdoor activities.
Things to do outside.
Things to do outside. I will say, you know, I'll say Japan.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Japan.
Okay.
Yes.
Why?
This is so difficult to explain. I've already explored lots of outdoor places in Oregon. And going outdoors in Japan still has this kind of, you know, magical feeling to it. I don't know. It's very peaceful. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Many drinks, please.
Yeah, sure.
For me, there's still so many parts of America. It's so big.
That's true. Yeah. Right? I can't explain it about Japan. I just really every
it
time
does
I
feel magical.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. Do you like it better in America or Japan? Pizza!
Pizza. Okay, definitely America on this one. Yeah. And I think it's because I am more used to American toppings on pizza. For example, in Japan, there's many pizza toppings that I was surprised to see on a pizza. For example, corn. Corn on a pizza, seafood on a pizza.
Mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise, sure, yeah, mayonnaise. Yeah, it's not bad pizza, but it's just pizza that I'm not used to. So I prefer more familiar pizza for me, but I understand that those toppings are also delicious to many people. So, but for me, I prefer American pizza.
Yeah. Okay. Pizza.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
One. Yay. Because you like boring pizza. Just kidding.
Oh, what's your favorite? what's your favorite pizza topping in Japan?
In Japan?
Yeah.
Well, it's not a normal pizza topping, but one pizza restaurant in Kurobe.
Oh, okay.
Has pepper sauce.
Pepper sauce.
Pepper sauce.
Like black pepper or
black
like
pepper sauce.
Okay.
It's so good. Whoa. And since I came back to America, I've searched online like black pepper sauce or black pepper sauce pizza. Mm-hmm. And I can't find any recipe.
Oh, no.
So I think maybe it's just only that shop. I really miss eating black pepper sauce pizza.
I understand.
Okay, next one. Okay. Do you like it better in America or Japan? The season, autumn or fall?
Oh my gosh. Okay, Emily, I don't know if you know, fall is my number one favorite season.
Me?
Yeah. I don't know if I can choose. Oh my gosh. When I think of fall in Japan, I think of the Kurobe Gorge because there's so many beautiful red and orange leaves like everywhere, and it's so gorgeous, and I love that. But I think I'm going to have to drink many drinks for this question.
Okay.
Because there's good points in both countries, but I don't know if I can choose. But
okay, say one good point. Yeah, okay. Say America's good point.
America's good point is that there are really, really, really extra crunchy leaves in America. So when you're walking on the sidewalk, there's old dead leaves, but they're crunchy, right?
Yes.
You step on them and they make this lovely
crunch,
sound.
Crunch.
And I really, really,
oh my gosh.
I really
this
like that.
This is definitely a boo-boo. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Many drinks. Here we go.
That's funny. Gulp, 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 gulp. Nice.
I'm almost finished
almost
with the
empty.
Beer. Yeah, almost empty.
That's funny. Yeah. I think for me, autumn, fall is my favorite season in America.
Okay.
But when I went to Japan, spring was my favorite in Japan.
Oh.
Because spring is okay in America. But in Japan, it was amazing. You have hanami,
Hanami.
Sakura, like, and it's like winter is really long in Toyama. Spring is so nice.
That makes sense.
Okay, this is the last one.
Okay.
Do you like it better in America or Japan? Coronavirus life.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay. This is easy, actually.
Okay.
This is easy.
Okay.
Definitely. I prefer coronavirus life in Japan.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because we've learned that wearing masks is a very good way to prevent or slow the spread of coronavirus. And so when you go outside in Japan, you know, everybody wears a mask and it just feels, you know, nice that people are helping protect other people.
Right? It feels safer, maybe? More
yes.
safe?
Yes,
or
I think it feels safer.
For others? Mm-hmm. Mm.
And in America, some people really don't want to wear a mask. And for many different reasons. And so it's a little frustrating that not everybody is, it doesn't feel like everybody is on the same team.
Yeah.
In America. So
some people are trying, other people don't care.
That's true. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I think, yeah, easily, I think I prefer the Corona.
Okay.
And also,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, well,
also,
sorry.
Also,
there are fewer cases of coronavirus in
that's
Japan
true.
Than
that's
America.
True.
So that's another reason why I.
Okay. I'll give you a ping pong.
Thank you.
Ping pong. Gulp, gulp.
Great.
Yeah. It's, yeah, I understand. Okay. Good job. You finished the game.
Yes. Thank you.
Yay.
I did it. I finished maybe 75% of my beer I drank
nice.
During that game. So
nice.
Yeah. Mm.
Great.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for talking. It was so nice to catch up.
Yeah, it was nice to see you again.
Talk about neighbors.
Yes.
Yes. So I hope that I can talk to you soon.
Yes, of course. Yeah, maybe I will tell my neighbors on Friday about this
Ooh.
Very podcast.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Let's go over the vocabulary related to neighbors. Neighbor, 隣の人, 隣人, friendly, 親切, coronavirus, coronavirus, cul-de-sac, dead end, 行き止まり, lawn chair, fold-out chair, 折りたたみ椅子, fireworks, 花火, move, 引っ越す, lawnmower, 草刈り機, borrow, 借りる, lend, 貸す, bark, 吠える, disagreement, argument, 喧嘩, dorm, dormitory, 寮, roommate, 同居人. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed our conversation about neighbors. Please follow me on Instagram at @yopareKaiwa to continue the conversation. Special thanks to Jet Alumni Association Music City. The Jet program continues to be a great tool for English learning in Japan. This podcast is produced by Aaron Browning. Intro song is by D'Artagnan Melendez. Good night, everyone!